It's the seventh attempt to try to pass a bill that would lower the tuition rate for undocumented students who've graduated from Colorado high schools.
And that is seven times too many.
That's Anna Calderon. She came to the U.S. when she was three. She graduated from high school in 2011. And at first, the scholarships rolled in.
Together, we watched in complete desolation as our scholarships were being ripped away from us, all because of the absence of a nine-digit number. And with broken hearts, we had to put our dreams on hold.
Right now, undocumented students must pay out-of-state tuition at public colleges. That can be up to five times the in-state rate. Supporters say passing a bill to change that would bring Colorado in line with surrounding states like Utah and New Mexico. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston, a former principal, says it's hard to tell students to work hard when they know it's impossible to realize their dreams.
And they're watching right now when the two last valedictorians of a high school in my district are right now flipping burgers at a fast food joint.
But some Republicans say the bill would give those students false hope or encourage illegal immigration. And Highlands Ranch Republican Senator Ted Harvey says there's another problem.
I think it's only going to lead to a lawsuit because the federal government says if you have in-state tuition for people that are here illegally, you have to give in-state tuition to people who are from Kansas or other states in the union that are having to pay out-of-state tuition.
But the measure is expected to pass this year with the support of Democrats who now control the state legislature. Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.